retired here doing volunteer work. And before we go to our callers, let me just give out this congressional toll-free number. If you don't have the congressional toll-free number, here it is, 866 area code 340-9281. That's 866-340-9281 for House or Senate. Okay, just call up there and tell them you want to talk to your senators, you want to talk to the head of the Judiciary Committee, too, and be sure and talk to them and tell them to back up or to come on as a co-sponsor on H.R. 563. Okay, let's go to the phone lines now to our dear brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome to the RBN Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, thank you, Jack. I've enjoyed your show today. I'm sorry I missed you recently. I wasn't able to make the connection, and I'm glad to see RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, running and up in, and it's just good to hear your voice again and your discussion today about the vaccine, the mandatory vaccine signed by Governor Perry in his executive order, and your talk about population control, population reduction. This has been going on for some time, your report that you cited, but we have Agenda 21, the UN agenda to reduce the population control, and,
sure.
And the one world government increased control over population and our food production. In the past, you've talked about the Real ID Act, and which is very troubling too, because as we go towards a cashless society, as we move in that direction, because fiat currency is no longer a viable concept, as more and more people see that there is a disconnect between world production and the amount of paper money just widely being produced. The M3 reporting measure was eliminated by the Federal Reserve because they're just producing so much more money than we're producing in goods and services.
Right. Unfortunately,
Jack, it seems like this administration and the world globalists, the international elites, the 300 super elites who run the empire, the planet, and want to take over, totally take over and reduce the population, it appears like there's more profit in death and destruction than in life and production, unfortunately. The emphasis on more carnage, killing, and then when I see all this discussion, to me it's all hype in the Senate about the resolution opposing, or can they get a resolution passed to oppose the escalation in Iraq. Meanwhile, right before our eyes, we've been given so many hints by the administration of a planned attack on Iran. And if you read the Asian Times, Bob Chapman's latest international forecaster, and many other sources on the alternative media via the Internet, you will see the strike against Iran is planned before the end of April. And despite what Mr. Gates said recently, oh, no, we have no plans, BS.
Right.
As you know. But then the other thing is, it seems like with the continuous unfunded mandates coming out of Washington, it looks like, and I'm talking more specifically about the Real ID Act, the states of Maine and Montana and their legislature seem to be balking against this billions of dollars are going to be spent unnecessary on this national ID system. That will not increase our protection of our individual identity. That information is to be shared with the North American Union partner states, Mexico,
yeah. Yeah.
And Canada. What kind of protection will we have? And the RFID technology out there has inadequate security, Jack.
Yeah. Hold on, Ernie.
Okay.
Hold on, brother. Hey, I want to thank you, too, for sending us some excellent reports here to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll be back with you, Ernie, right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have some callers on the line. If you'd like to call in today, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now let's go back to our brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, pick up where you left off there, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. I'm not sure exactly where I left off, but let me go back to the wonderful Republic of Texas, and unfortunately there seems to be so much activity there from an historical viewpoint from the Kennedy assassination. And by the way, Joel Skousen, the nephew of the late Cleon Skousen, has an excellent World Affairs brief this past Friday on the Kennedy assassination. And and that so-called wonderful independent Warren Commission, in which LBJ named all the commission members. It so reminded me of the so-called 9/11 independent commission,
right,
and how the well-connected end up on the commission and have all these conflicts of interest and can't see anything. And and then there's discussion about our wonderful senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Specter, who was the former chairman of the Judicial Committee, who sat on Senate Bill 1313, which would have restored our private property rights, but he couldn't do that because of the NAFTA superhighway that's destined for the Republic of Texas, and Governor Perry, who's all behind that, which will adversely affect at least 1 million Texans in the loss of their property. And this
and all the way up through the country, millions of other Americans, too, and their property out of Texas going north,
Oh, absolutely. And then we have that discussion in the past on Brown and Root Services, which was linked to Halliburton, bought out by Halliburton in 1962, and benefited from the Vietnam War, and how Halliburton has benefited from the Iraq War and all these no-bid contracts and the conflicts of interest that continue, the waste, fraud, and abuse, and the massive corruption in America, and our so-called Democratic Party, who can't seem to recognize the fate of these poor border security agents, Ramos and Campion. And even on Lou Dobbs' show, he can't understand why that not one Democrat in America, not one, can stand up for these federal border security agents. Now, where is this Democratic Party that's supposed to be so supportive of federal employees? Have they lost sight of their tradition and history and the connection to their past and their roots? Or are they totally owned or blackmailed by this administration? What gives here? Is Pelosi and the gentleman, the congressman from Prince George's County, tied in with Bush on this Iran war that Israel or the neocons and Zionists want to see happen?
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. The Democrats admitted, it's amazing, brother, that here about 3 weeks ago we got a report across our desk here at our two police and military associations where the Democrats had to admit that 40% of the donations for their political campaigns of the Democrats this time around was from the ADL, the IPAC, the Israeli money is coming into their pockets, into their campaigns. But, brother, as you and I know, with the American taxpayers giving Israel, the international criminals that control Israel, $4 to $8 billion a year, we've heard from some of our soldiers who are Jews, soldiers and police officers, that what they've heard is that this money's coming right back into the pockets of our congressmen and senators, and the Republicans failed. They didn't want to say what percentage they got from AIPAC and from the ADL for supporting all the programs of the international criminals that control Israel today.
Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right. This is a nation where our Republicans and Democrats are controlled by the Israeli criminal government and not by the Israeli people. The Israeli people are as unwitting and unknowledgeable about what's going on as the American people are.
Exactly, Jack. And I feel sorry for our brother Jews in Israel that are being had by the CFR-connected Zionists.
Yeah.
Elites that run the state of Israel, that run
Absolutely.
This country, that run the Council on Foreign Relations, and run international globalist wars of aggression that is going on. And it needs to be stopped, but they also own and control our mainstream media, the international media, although I will admit Europe is more free than here. And then when I read about this latest anti-hate or hate crime legislation that's going to originate from another congressman, I forget her name, out of Texas, to limit free speech again. We won't be able to speak on issues related to government malfeasance for fear of violating some hate crime law, or it would be used against radio shows like yours, or Republic
sure.
Broadcasting. It's sickening how this continuous attack continues on our civil liberties, and we're lied to day and night. And when I watch, like today, the discussion on TV about the war escalation clause in Iraq, they totally missed the mark. It's almost like a constant set of lies and manipulation to keep the people off of what's happening. And unfortunately, today is the Super Bowl football game, and that's where the Americans will have their primary focus. Meanwhile, we're heading for disaster economically, financially. Our housing and construction industry is way off. We are being lied to constantly about all of this economic growth, which is bogus.
It's totally bogus.
Look at gold and silver and how their prices have gone up, and look how the dollar has declined vis-a-vis the euro, other currencies in the world. We've lost 35% of our purchasing power outside of the country. We're heading for a total breakdown and chaos. And meanwhile, with this so-called war on terror, we have millions of illegals coming into the country with no slowdown, open border agenda. And as the Border Security Agents tried to do their job, and it was clear that the evidence and the stonewalling, it's unbelievable that Congressman Poe of Texas, a former judge, was told by the Department of Homeland Security, because he's no longer in the majority party, they didn't have to give him the investigative reports from the Homeland Security. It is so abusive. It is so flagrant. The only help we have left, Jack, is with God and with the American people rallying to say no more to this criminal enterprise that is now running inside the Beltway, and it has control over certain state legislators, too. But the American people must demand answers. They need to call, as you said, call their congressman about the Border Security Agents, Ramos and Compion, and it's imperative that these people get out of prison and out of their shackles. It is the most damaging thing. No Christian would do the injustice that this president has done to these wonderful border security agents who were standing for American citizens and helping in their protection.
Ernie, and it's amazing how many people I talk to that say to me, wait a minute, Jack, these guys were guilty of sin because they didn't report the shooting of their weapons. Well, Ernie, I'm telling you, being in law enforcement all my years, there are guys in the Phoenix Police Department who fired their weapons and didn't report it, you know, on the standard form, and they got 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, but they didn't get a death sentence in prison for doing that.
Absolutely, Jack. And at the very worst, there could have been a reprimand or administrative action, not an 11-year or 12-year sentence against these people. And the fact that there was a second drug-running operation by that illegal alien drug smuggler.
Same one. Same guy.
Right, the same guy. Yeah. And then the U.S. Attorney Sutton down there covered it up, and it sealed the record, and the jury couldn't even hear about this.
That's right.
Couldn't even be.
The listeners may not know, Ernie, what you're talking about, that this drug-running felon who has been given immunity to put our two wonderful Border Patrol agents in prison for a death sentence got caught right after that running more drugs into the United States, and the prosecutor would not allow that to come before the jury.
That's right. But the judge is involved in that. And why has it taken over a year to produce the transcript?
Yes.
This smells high to heaven. There is malfeasance in our legal system. There is a breakdown in rule of law. And this administration is backing this breakdown in more ways than one. And they should be held accountable for their misdeeds here. And the Attorney General should be held accountable, too.
Yes. It's a criminal enterprise. It's an absolute criminal enterprise there at the White House.
Right, and the Democratic Party, both of our major political parties, are not doing their job. They're not representing our American citizens in this republic. They are a disaster. Both parties need to go. We need a new political party, and we need to elect independent people and people that are not connected to the international corporate elites. And we need to put this country back on its feet and to eliminate the Federal Reserve System, because the Federal Reserve System has been pulling strings for years.
Yeah, there's a bill just put up. Isn't there, Ernie, a bill just was put up to eliminate the Federal Reserve System?
I believe that was Congressman John Paul. I don't recall the number, but yes. But one report I read that it's not yet up on Thomas.gov, but I know back in, I think it was back around 2000, 1999, Ron Paul did have a bill back then. And by the way, when you look at the discussion about who's running for presidential candidates, why is it when there's any discussion about Republican candidates, Ron Paul's name is never mentioned? The major media will not allow it.
Scared to death of him, Ernie. They're scared to death of him. Listen, brother, thank you so much for coming on. Everything you say is just really accurate, and we appreciate you coming on, and hope you'll come back again, okay?
Certainly will. Keep up the good work, Jack.
Lord bless you, brother. Take
care.
God bless the activists out there like Ernie and his wonderful wife. We'll be right back, folks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECF, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Doesn't it make you feel good in your heart and your soul, folks, to hear these fantastic people, these American activists that love God and love the Republic, come on and talk about these things and the things they're doing? I tell you what, I just love Ernie and Leslie from Virginia. Just love them because daily they're at the throat of these Satanists, these international criminals that control our government. They're working with us nonviolently to redress our grievances, and there's thousands and thousands of people like them across the nation, and it just warms the cockles of this old cop's heart, let me tell you. I don't know where the cockles are in my heart, but anyway, it warms it up very, very much and makes me feel good all over that we're going to win this thing, folks. We're going to turn it around. And it's because of the activists out there. It's not the ones that just listen in and then sit down and do nothing. But it's the ones that are taking action. And we pray that you'll take action this week, folks. Once again, I know you took action last week to call your senators and congressmen, but let's do it again this week, okay? Just keep bombarding them with calls to get our Border Patrol agents out of prison before they're murdered. And to get our Border Patrol back up on their feet and have them stand up from standing down, because the Bush crime family wants to have them stand down so so that he and his dad can bring in billions and billions of dollars of illegal narcotics across the southern border. Now, that was probably their boy, matter of fact, that was bringing those narcotics in, because the Bush crime family's been running drugs into this country with the CIA since the early 60s. And we can prove that. We got agents that are willing to confess and talk about their part in it or what they know about this international criminal cabal bringing drugs in since the early 60s. So thank you, Ernie and Leslie. God bless you both, brother and sister. From my three kids and nine grandchildren, we just love you and love all activists across this country that are actually putting feet to their prayers, not just praying about it, but doing something about it. Let's go now to Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Great show, as always. I ordered some stuff from RBN Network. I ordered Cato Radio, which is really good, and I got a Desi Andrews. I got her... her whole series about the courts and the law.
Oh,
and,
good.
And then I got I got that RBN T-shirt, but I don't know if I want to wear it because it'll direct people to the nasty gram on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if I wear that or not. But then I kicked in an extra $30 as a contribution, too. So
thank you, Mike, very much, brother. God bless you. And that's what I mean, putting feet to your prayers, man.
So
that's what's going to turn America around. Thank you, Mike.
Sure. So it's the least I can do, and I should do more. But our 9/11 Truth Group in the D.C. area, www.dc911truth.org, we went to the anti-war rally last week, and we passed out 1,400 DVDs that has Terror Storm on it, 9/11 Mysteries, and 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
1,400?
Yes, we did.
1,400? Mike, that's fantastic, brother. You know, of course, that those will be passed hand to hand to hand. So you've done a masterful job, and thank you, Mike.
Well, it's our group, and a lot of people will do a lot more work than I do, but I do what I can. And so, but you know those guys on the Border Patrol, they just ought to go on strike, and go on strike, and until those guys get released from prison, you know, just because you know they're not really able to function for the job anyway. So they just may as well go on strike and maybe...
Hey, you know, that's a good idea, Mike. That's a good idea, have them go on strike. We'll get a hold of the Border Patrol Union and associations and supporters for the Border Patrol. I like that idea. Instead of standing down and doing half a job, they ought to stand up and protest and picket and go on strike. I like that, Mike. Good idea.
They ought to pick up their politicians or do something, you know, to bring, you know, to make the public aware of their plight. But I wanted you to cover a lot of interesting topics. Your last guest had a lot of good information. He ought to have his own. He ought to have his own show.
You're not kidding. Ernie is fantastic.
Sure, but I want to tell you, you know, I watch. I'm a movie buff, but I'm real picky. But I saw this preview for this movie, and I'm kicking myself in the rear end for not remembering the title of it, and it hasn't come out yet, but you know how they give, like, little trailers for movies that are still haven't been released yet. But the theme of the movie, this ties into what you were talking about initially in the first hour, the theme of the show is, of the movie, is that for some God unknown reason, all women become infertile. So women are unable to bear children, and they can't explain why.
Oh, I wonder why.
And just from the preview of the movie, it's looks like Western Europe is in like in a near third world state as well, and there is no women can bear children. The birth rate drops to zero. However, somehow, some way, they find this one woman who's able to still give birth. And the powers that be are trying to assassinate her. So they have to squirrel her away and keep her in a secret location.
Well, that's not far from the truth, is it, Mike?
No, it's not.
Not far from the truth. Okay, Mike, you want to hold over or you want to, or have you said what you wanted to say?
I guess I'll probably get up there and let somebody else talk.
Okay, Mike, thank you, brother, and please call back again. And once again, thank you for being an activist. God bless you, brother. Thanks so much from all of us out here across America. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. If you'd like to call in today, it's 800 area code 313-9443. 800-313-9443. Good to be back with you, folks. Like I say, call in today, folks. Let me hear from you. 800-313-9443. And let's go to John in Tennessee now. Brother John, welcome to the program again.
Hello, Jack. Thank you for your show.
Thank you.
Before I get to the reason for my call, I'd like to answer Ernie's question as to why Bush has not pardoned the border guards.
Uh-huh.
Because if he pardoned the border guards, Jack, then the others may be encouraged and believe that they could actually defend this nation against invaders without going to jail. Bush
yeah.
does not want these people to do their job. That's what
it
amounts
right.
to.
Now, that's you exactly asked, it. Yes, that's
you asked
it.
Earlier, you were talking about vaccinations, and if you'll allow it, I'll go back about 80 years, and I'll do it quickly, pretty quickly, try to, and bring you about, maybe you can see the timeline, where we've been and where we're going. In the early 20s, it was a gentleman by the name of Donovan, who was raised in a Christian home, but he turned his back on his family's faith. He got into the evolution movement. He was a huge admirer of Darwin, and as a result of Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest, he developed the eugenics movement, the fitter family, the much like a farmer in Idaho will take the poor cattle in his herd and cull them out.
Uh-huh.
His desire was to cull out the poor, the infirm, the what they called imbeciles at the time. You know, there was a court case that went before the Supreme Court called Buck versus Bell, where this young lady by the name of Buck was considered to be infirm in her mind, and they started forced sterilization. Went before the Supreme Court, and I believe it was Oliver Wendell Holmes, if I have the name right, the Justice of the Supreme Court, in his decision said that it was better for all the world that three generations of imbeciles was enough. Now, you go from there, you jump up to World War II and Adolf Hitler. Well, Hitler had been in communication with this man by the name of Donovan. Donovan had sent a paper over there, and Hitler thought a great deal of that paper. So he implemented it. He was in communication with Donovan, and he said that he asked Donovan, in fact, you know, what can we do besides forcing sterilization? And Donovan wrote him back and said, well, the people of the world would never tolerate it. Actually, the best thing that would be able to be done was to exterminate them. So then we have Adolf Hitler, the Jews and the Gypsies, and we all know what he did there. So then Nuremberg trials come, and Germany actually uses as a defense in the Nuremberg trials America's fitter family movement, the eugenics movement that was prospering back in the early 20s and 30s in America. Then we have Margaret Sanger. She comes up with abortion. This nice sounding organization.
Try to kill off the blacks. Yeah.
Well, this nice sounding organization called Planned Parenthood. Now, when you think about Planned Parenthood, that sounds like something that's good. You know, you're going to plan to be a parent.
Sure.
Margaret Sanger was, again, a Nazi sympathizer. She agreed with much of what Hitler was doing. Americans wouldn't tolerate it. So then we legalize abortion. And Americans right now are getting ready to repeal Roe v. Wade. They've already passed one time this partial birth abortion ban, and we see that they won't allow them to do that. So
yeah.
What's the next thing? Jack, medicine has evolved. Man, through his, you know, his practice, I believe, of a pharmakia type of witchcraft through medicine,
yeah,
is able to do a lot that used to take physical operations. So now we can do it through chemicals. And chemicals, Jack, strangely enough, are developed by byproducts of, guess what, the petroleum industry. So, it is an absolute tangled, evil web that we're weaving in this country.
Uh-huh.
And I know that what I'm saying sounds off the wall to a lot of people, but I would suggest people look into the eugenics movement. One book in particular is called Better for All the World. And if you'll read that book, and you'll do it in light of history of what has happened and what's happening, it'll wake people up. Something else to consider, Jack, America's involvement in World War I was a result of the Lusitania, a passenger ship that was smuggling arms and weapons and ammunition. That their escort, their military escort of that ship, was called back. They were ordered to use less coal, which slowed them down, which made them a really good target,
real good target
for a U-boat.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, World War II, Roosevelt, 2 days prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor, knew about it. He said, and this is all history, I'm not making this up, but his Secretary
right.
of War,
right.
he told his Secretary of War when he heard about this that this means war. That was 2 days before the attack. The commanders in Pearl Harbor were never made aware of the fact.
That's
we go
right.
to Korea, then we go to Vietnam, and we have, the Gulf of Tonkin takes us and drags us into Vietnam. So, I mean, and Jack, each time, incrementally, each time, there are more and more Americans that are killed. The Lusitania, we lost, I believe it was 125 Americans.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor, we lost 2,000 and something. The Gulf of Tonkin, that was a joke. We didn't lose anyone. It never happened.
Right. They lied about that, too. And then to start this war on terror, they
3,500 in the towers.
3,500, yeah, right.
Okay. People say that it, the next attack is going to be possibly a nuclear bomb going off in this country. I believe it's going to be 5,000 men on an aircraft carrier that's sitting in the Persian Gulf right
Very
now.
Very true,
it's
brother.
Going to take us into Iran. So
I
just want to say
they've been real successful at using the blowing up of ships to take us into these wars. So you could be absolutely right. What troubles me, John, is that we've gotten three reports across our desk now that the international criminal elite's planning on blowing up our schools in America and killing our kids to make the American people allow them to go kill all the Arabs.
Well, it's double-pronged, Jack, because it's culling the rotten sheep in this country.
Yeah.
The ones that are going to be the most danger to them. And you said it before. You know, when you've got the wealth of this, and I'm... Man, I hope I'm making sense when I say this. The Bible even tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil.
All evil.
You can't grow a tree. You can't grow tomatoes without the root. So if the love of money is the root of evil, the people with the money that will do anything to get it, keep it, steal it, take it, make it, fake it, and everything, they're the problem. And that's
something
we need to be looking out for. So. God bless you, Jack. Thanks a lot.
God bless you, too, John. Great, great call, brother, and thanks for bringing us up on some of that history. Absolutely correct. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks, John. God bless you, brother. Folks, well, we've got a few minutes here. Let me get into something John was talking about there. We have a lot of great, and I keep saying this, I hope I'm not boring you with it, but we're so blessed to have good, pro-America, patriotic Jewish soldiers and police officers working with us. And they brought us material, us old Gentiles sitting here, they brought us materials to show that they were very concerned about our military being told to kill men, women, and children over in the Arab nations. Just kill them. Execute the men, women, and children. And our Jewish soldiers are very concerned because they see our soldiers coming home mentally blown, just their minds blown, because Americans were never trained up to kill men, women, and children for no reason whatsoever, just to murder them. And our soldiers are coming home in very bad shape, some of them Jewish soldiers, too. But they, in our study of this, trying to find out why all of a sudden our military is being told by commanders to kill men, women, and children, ordered to kill men, women, and children, and then occasionally they'll prosecute somebody. Hold on just a minute. Oh, I had to sneeze. I'm sorry about that, folks. Our soldiers are being, when it gets out in the news, beyond the embedded reporters that do everything the government tells them to do, they won't talk about this, but if the news gets out of some execution of the Muslim people, their men, women, and children, then they prosecute one of the poor soldiers that was ordered to do it. And that's what's going on right now. A few of them are getting prosecuted because they were ordered to do it, but the judge won't let them to put in that information that they were ordered to do it. See, the judge is a part of the conspiracy, but our Jewish brothers and sisters have brought us... quotes out of, I don't have them here before me right now, but quotes out of the Talmud, the religious book of the Jews, and quotes out of the Kabbalah that say that only the Jews are human. And yes, that's right. And I've read these quotes right out of the Kabbalah and the Talmud, folks. It says, in the Kabbalah, it says not only are all the people on earth not human except Jews, but they don't have any souls. So they're not human. They're something else. And it's okay to kill them, mass murder them. And here I'm looking at a report, leading rabbi calls for extermination of Arabs. Now, this is one of the leading rabbis in Jerusalem, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. And here's what, right out of the Jerusalem Press, it says, the spiritual leader of Israel's ultra-Orthodox Chase Party, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, has provoked outrage with a sermon calling for the annihilation of all Arabs. It is forbidden to be merciful to them, he said. It's forbidden in our holy book. You must send missiles to them and annihilate them, he says. They are evil and damnable. He was quoted as saying in a sermon delivered on Monday to mark the Jewish festival of Passover. Rabbi Yosef is one of the most powerful religious figures in Israel. He is known for his outspoken comments and has in the past referred to the Arabs as vipers. Now, when I'm reading this, folks, remember what the Kabbalah says, that no humans on earth are human. Nobody on earth is human but Jews. And that in the Kabbalah it says they don't have even souls. I don't have a soul. And I'm not even human. And you're not either if you're not a Jew, folks. Let's go on with this. Regarded as saints by Jews. Although his influence over Shias, the political party, Israel's third largest political party, he is also a significant political figure. As founder and spiritual leader of the political party Shias, which is S-H-A-S, Rabbi Yosef is held in almost saintly regard by hundreds of thousands of Jews of Middle Eastern and North African origin. The Palestinian Authority has condemned the sermon as racist and is calling on international organizations to treat the rabbi as a war criminal. What do you think, folks? Eliminate, kill all the Jews, or kill all the Arabs, rather. Rabbi Yosef said in his sermon that enemies have tried to hurt the Jewish people from the time of the Exodus from Egypt to this day. Call for genocide. The Lord shall return the Arabs' deeds on their own heads, waste their seed, and exterminate them, devastate them, and banish them from this world, he said. Palestinian cabinet minister Hossan Asfer urged international civil institutions and human rights organizations to consider Rabbi Yosef a war criminal in future. The utterances were a clear call for murder and a political and international terrorism. Something's wrong there. The utterances were a clear call for murder and a political intellectual terrorism that will lead to military terrorism, he said in remarks reported on Palestinian radio. Now, this is Palestinian cabinet minister Hossan Asfer. He added that no punishment would come from Israel because its political culture and action are in line with the rabbi's racist statements. Folks, if Ahmadinejad had made this statement to go kill all the Jews, wouldn't it have been on every news agency in the nation? Every newspaper, every magazine, every TV station, everyone in the nation, it'd have been there. Why haven't we heard? Why is it just the Jerusalem Post that has reported on this leading rabbi calling for the extermination of all Arabs? Interesting, isn't it? We haven't heard it in America. There's reasons for that, folks. Just like John said, the media in America, Ernie said, the media in America is controlled by these international criminals that control the communist Zionists who control Israel over there. And they control, for the most part, the media in America. The same international criminal Zionists control, and the CFR members control the American media. So we don't hear what is actually going on behind the scenes, but our Jewish brothers and sisters, praise God, that they are bringing to us the materials to prove to us that the reason, for the first time in the history of the military of the United States, our soldiers are being told to murder men, women, and children, just offhand, just murder them, is because they're Arabs, and it is because that they are not human, and they have no souls, according to the international criminal Zionist, okay, that and the CFR, that it's okay to kill Arabs, okay, and eliminate them. And the sad thing is, folks, when the next bomb goes off in America and kills 50,000 to a million people here in America, or, as John said and Mike, about blowing up our ship out there in the ocean, I forget if it's John or Mike that said it, but we've already heard that they may very well blow up one of our attack carriers over there, the USS Washington, for example, or USS Eisenhower, or the Stennett, I think it is USS Stennett is the other one there, that has about 5,000 soldiers on it, to start the war with Iran and Syria, and to go and nuke Iran and Syria, which will start World War III. We've got a serious problem here, folks, and we need to pray about this, really pray the hand of these monsters is stayed and their minds are confounded and they are destroyed with double destruction, as David said in the Bible. And we can say this prayer, this imprecatory prayer, to stop these people from hurting God's people across the earth. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
I want to tell you that it's an exciting time to be alive. I mean, if that's not an understatement, nothing is, okay? It's an exciting time to be alive. But it's so exciting, folks, when you look at it from God's viewpoint, you know, and that is that more and more of God's people are waking up, and more people that were not God's people have gotten down on their knees today and asked forgiveness for God of their sins and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And I think we're going to win this. I truly do. You know, when you do your studying and your research out of the Holy Bible, you find out the rapture is not true. This dispensationalism is not true. When you read fantastic books like Steve Wahlberg, End Time Delusions, a Jewish American, who proves to you out of the Holy Scriptures that the 1948 return of the Jews to Palestine is not the return of Israel spoken of in the Bible. Steve Wahlberg's wonderful book, End Time Delusions. Of course, we here at our two police and military associations, thanks to our Jewish brothers and sisters, already knew these things. But Steve Wahlberg has laid it out in End Time Delusions of how the Jewish return is not the 12 tribes return to Israel spoken of in the Bible. And he gives six reasons in here that proves 1,000% right out of the Holy Bible that it is not true. The return of the, or the 1948 establishment of the State of Israel over there is not biblical at all. And if you don't believe it, folks, go to the Jews themselves, like Steve Wahlberg. And his name's W-O-H-L-B-E-R-G, and his book, End Time Delusions, there's a messianic Jew that has it nailed, and he can prove it to you. But then also go to the website, www.JewsAgainstZionism.org, and listen to the Jewish rabbis talk about that. This is not it. And so once you realize that the rapture is not coming, and this is not Israel over there, you begin to think about the future, and we've been lied to so much that we think it's all over, that Jesus Christ, as soon as the Christians can convince George W. Bush to go and use his international criminal elite to blow up Israel and kill about a million Jews over there, and blame it on the Arabs, then Jesus Christ is coming, is absolutely insane. It is not true, but that's exactly what's going on. Our international multimillionaire preachers, Christian preachers, are trying to convince the Arabs, allegedly the Arabs, to go blow up Israel so Jesus Christ will come next week, okay? It's all a lie, folks. So we have to realize we're going beyond this point, and if we get down on our knees and ask forgiveness of God, he will bless our land again, put his hand of protection on America again, and we will go on prospering. He promises in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that very thing. We're excited here at our two police military association because we're going to win it, folks. We are, if we'll just come back to God and help rebuild our constitutional republic. I hope you have a great weekend, folks, a great weekend, and the rest of it anyway. And don't forget the pledge this old cop gives you, a nation under God first, freedom forever, anti-God, new world order, absolutely never. I love you, America. Good day.